Now, yesterday, we learned a lot in the biotech field, as much as you could teach a layperson in a 10-minute interview. So one of those innovations came from a company called Acadium, and they are a company that, well, I'll let them tell you, but I'll tell you what I remember about it. So they have pioneered some technology that uses bubbles to isolate things that maybe they're searching for in blood, and it bubbles that material to the top. And joining us again a day after Tech on the Edge, now down here at Tech Trek 2019, is Brandon McNaughton from Acadium. So, Brandon, how are you?
Good. How
so,
you doing?
So, it was a crude description of what you spend a lot of time doing and use a lot of brain power on developing. Why don't you tell people again about Acadium?
See, Sam, I thought you did a pretty great job. I think you need to spend some more time with us over there at Acadium. But yeah, the idea is, you know, like we talked yesterday, when you go to the hospital and get your blood drawn, you know, they're testing that for all kinds of diagnostic purposes to see, you know, what protein or DNA you have in there, even certain types of cells. And, you know, before you ever test it, you got to isolate those things away from the blood. And that's, you know, I like to think of it as like, if I asked you to get these, say, T cells, which are an immune cell, mm-hmm. out of blood, and I handed you a vial of blood and I said, hey, can you give me the T cells? That's like asking you to give me the blue M&Ms out of a bowl of a billion M&Ms. Mm-hmm. So how would you do that? I mean, you might sit there and pick one out at a time. Mm-hmm. You'll be there a long time. And there's actually old technologies that do that. So we do it different. We use microbubbles to target those cells, and then you just simply float them out of the sample where researchers and scientists can collect them. And we like to say it's the simplest isolation ever at Acadium.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, only thing I know about isolating is centrifuge. So, but you guys are doing it on a much more intricate level. And this is an example of the great, great, great innovation that's going on in this town. So I wanted to have you back on to kind of reflect on the experience. I mean, we talked to you like in the middle of Tech on the Edge, right? Now you've experienced it. Now you're down here at Tech Trek. What did it mean to you individually? What did it mean for Acadium?
Yeah, what it means to us is that really that community component. You know, because when you're in a startup, when you're developing a new technology and new products, you work really hard, and you know, you have your nose at the grindstone in the laboratory. You know, on the phone with customers and partners. And it's really nice to look up sometimes and look around. And, you know, sometimes you need an event like this to force you to do that and force the team to do that. And I think one amazing thing about yesterday was just the companies that we were with. I mean, you talked to some of them. Mm-hmm. It's just incredible, right? I mean, like you were just saying, there's so many, you know, great innovations. And, you know, I do this because I love it. So, you know, I see new things too, even. It's, you know, I love to see what other companies are doing, what their products are, you know, how they're doing and what impact they're making in the world. Because, you know, for me, I got into sciences and even into entrepreneurship to make a positive impact. And, you know, I think other people do the same thing. And, you know, here you see just everybody coming together to display, you know, their work and to work as a community to make that positive impact. So it means a lot.
I'm going to ask you a selfish question.
All right. I like selfish questions.
So have you guys gone public yet?
Not yet. You ready to buy some stocks?
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Brandon. I mean, I see the potential.
Yeah, and, you know, we see it too. And that's what, you know, it's really great because, you know, another component of our business is to have the support of investors mm-hmm. and to have a great team. And, you know, a good investor becomes part of the team. And, again, that, you know, like I said yesterday, business is all about relationships. And, you know, that could be in our future. I mean, we have that kind of potential, and we believe in the company that much.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely wanted to get a testimonial. And, you know, as you walk around here, it's like yesterday at Tech on the Edge, man, the vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Is amazing,
oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and that's why I came down here. You know, after work, I'm like, okay, what else is on the calendar? You got to go check out Tech Trek, right? Even though we had a full day yesterday,
right?
And I see you're still having fun.
Hey, man, still having fun, still having a great time. Because I mean, you just don't know what people are doing, right? I mean, you know, so you like you said, you're focused so much on what you're doing, so much on what's being highlighted on a daily basis, so much on what we highlight on a daily basis. You miss the forest for the trees, right? You see the sandwich shop.
Yep.
You don't see the company on top of the sandwich
right.
shop, right? So
as we look across the street and see the company above the sandwich shop.
Right, there you go. So
it's inspiring. It really is. And, you know, I think that's the fun thing about entrepreneurship is to create something in the world that you think should exist. And, you know, I think it's always an inspiration to see other people doing that, which is what this event's all about.
Gotcha. Well, Brandon, thanks a lot for spending some time with us, man.
Well, I appreciate you having me back.
All right. Brandon McNaughton, Acadium. Remember, see, I say the names of the companies while they're on here, and then I hide them the rest of the time. So I can keep it a secret and you know, being on investing at the early stages. But if you're listening, if you're paying attention very closely, you're also building up your portfolio. You're on the lookout for these companies for when they go public. Like, yeah, boom. That's one to invest in because they're going to be a big deal. I think Acadium is going to be absolutely a big deal down the line. It is now 5:36 on a Friday. We are at Tech Trek 2019. Let me tell you about Tech Trek 2019 once again. This is that day of the year. This is the fifth Tech Trek, so fifth annual Tech Trek. It's the one day where leading technology companies open their doors to the public, showcase their latest innovations. It's a walking tour of Ann Arbor's innovation-based businesses. More than 100 companies participating this year. It's a free community event where attendees enjoy food, drinks, swag, you know, so giveaways. They feed you. They tell you what they're about. And each company is creating its own version of an open house. So you stop by, you know, this company, you walk inside, it's like a party. I mean, yeah, they're telling you about what they do and, you know, the great innovation, and they might have some food there for you, might have some drinks there for you, some music might be playing. So it's like an open house. Some companies are even offering the chance, for instance, to code beside some of their developers. So if that's your thing, you can go out and do that. Some are doing product demos. There's virtual reality. There are video games at certain spots, interactive games at others. There's some names you know like Expedia and Barracuda. There are other names that maybe you hadn't heard of before, like Cahoots and Criteo. But you'll learn more about all of them at Tech Trek 2019. So we're going to get to another break. Come back on the other side, and I think Ira Weintraub, because Ira's doing the walking part of the walking tour. I'm giving you the verbal tour. As the company's coming to me, you know, they come sit down. We'll tell you about what they're doing. Ira is actually going business, and he's on his way back. He went company to company, stop by stop, just to see what the folks were doing. And his last stop was Sky Specs. And so when we come back on the other side, we'll hear Ira with Sky Specs, and then we'll close things out here on a special edition of the Michigan Insider live from Tech Trek 2019, downtown Ann Arbor on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket.